Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I've got Mabel with me.
Hi, what's good?
Mabel, what is good with you? Thank you so much for chatting to me and thank you for this song. Female Intuition is unbelievable.
Oh, you like it? I'm so happy.
Oh my God, I like it. Like, so my favorite era of pop is like early noughties R&B, and this has like 50% of that and 50% of 2024, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Yeah, I really wanted to like go back to the things that I grew up listening to, which, yeah, is exactly that, what you just said. So it means a lot to me that you recognize that. And I just am so happy that it's out. I wrote it like, I guess, yeah, almost 2 years ago.
Really?
So, yeah, I know it takes so long in music for things to actually like see the light of day. But I still love it as much today as I did 2 years ago. So
that chorus line is just one of the most innovative choruses I've heard in a long time. The way you approach that, it's just such good writing.
I think for me, a lot of it was about like, well, I knew I wanted to write a song called Female Intuition, yeah, because I'd really been listening to my gut instinct a lot right before then, and made a lot of changes in my life that really blessed me. And so I write my songs with my brother, and I'd written it down, and we did a little Female Intuition mind map, which is very much sort of centered around, yeah, what that means to me. And when it came to the chorus, I was so inspired by how lots of noughties and 90s music, how choruses were almost like backing vocals.
Yes.
And then, you know, as the lead is like ad-libs. And so every chorus has different ad-libs over it. And that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, well, what an amazing job you did. Honestly, it's so good. And lyrically, like you mentioned it there, the mind map you did. I mean, it's such a strong lyrical song. And I think a lot of people will identify it, even if they're not females, because they're surrounded by female intuition.
Yeah.
I mean, my 50% of my team here on the radio show is females. My boss is a female.
Big up.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's, I mean, and it's the only way to work is by working with these brilliant women is honestly the best way to do it. But I wonder for you, other than yourself, which naturally you would be a very strong, female power in your life, who are the other powerful women in your life?
Oh, God, so many. I mean, I have two sisters. I grew up with lots of cousins that were almost like sisters to me. My mum, her best friends, my aunties. You know, there are so many women around. My dad always says that it's like, it's basically just him and my brother and then loads of women. It's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, there's so many women that all individually in their own way to me have always been like, you know, forget the rules. We're going to do what we want to do. And that always was so, so special to me. It was such a lesson, I think, that,
yeah,
like you don't have to follow the rule book, you know? It's like, do things in your way, in a way that feels good to you.
Well, and that's what you did. I mean, like, you talked about following your gut, and you took, I suppose, a hiatus might be the way to describe it, but you decided to kind of give yourself some time and do things that you wanted to do. And you said that feels like it's guided you really well. And here you are back now with these three songs, Vitamins, Look at My Body, and this, and I presume an album on the way. But what about following your gut on that? How difficult a decision was that to take?
It's really scary when you tell people, no, do you know what? I'm going to take control. And like, you know, before, it was never anyone taking my power away from me. It was always me questioning myself, going, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what to do. But actually, you do know what to do, you know, when you really think about it. But it's scary. It can be terrifying. And then all of a sudden you have a team of people going, okay, you lead us, you guide us. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, as I said, you do, and things fall into place. And I really have just seen like an enormity of lessons since I started listening to my intuition.
Yeah. Vitamins, when that song came out earlier in the year, I was just like, oh, Mabel, this is so groovy.
Yay.
It's so
That's my
good.
Favorite song I've ever written.
I'm not surprised. It's so good. And does that mean, will those three songs that we've heard, will that inform what's coming in terms of a new record?
Yeah, I think that definitely gives people like a good idea. I think for me, like, I've used the words roots a lot, whether that be like my cultural identity or my musical identity. I've really spent the last like 2-3 years just like thinking about who I am, and I think that's really reflected in the music. So I'd say, like, yeah, it's definitely like a really good sort of indicator for people that want to know, you know, like where I'm heading towards. Really sort of grounded in my roots, and that's the music that I come from, you know, that I grew up listening to. Yeah.
So the most Mabel record we've had so far, maybe.
I think so, yeah. I
Nice.
think so.
Mabel, is it true? You can correct me if I'm wrong here. Is it true that Disney is a big part of your life?
Yes. Very, very, very big part of my life. I went to Disney World actually with my best friend. She got it for me as a birthday present. We went in March and I'd never been. I had the best time. It was like being a kid again. Yeah, like all the
Yes.
Disney princesses. Now, you know, there are so many new ones as well that I still love. I have a goddaughter, so you know, we watch all the Moanas
Yeah, I
and
was going to ask you,
Frozen.
what do you have a favorite movie, Disney movie ever? Mine's Encanto.
Oh my God, I love
It's
Encanto.
so good.
Yeah, that's up there. It changes all the time. When I was younger, I would have said Mulan.
Yeah.
Now it would definitely be, yeah, like Encanto or Moana, maybe.
I love both of those, but Encanto, I don't know, there's something about the music in Encanto, Lin-Manuel Miranda and all that. I don't know, it's
So
just
good.
so good. So good. Right, but look, I know you're busy. I know you got to go do this gig, so I just want to very quickly do my quick fire round to do with all my guests. So let's just fire
Okay,
through
let's do
these.
it.
Mabel, what are you currently obsessed with?
That's quite easy because it's that season. Love Island. I'm watching a lot of Love Island.
Yes.
Watching a lot of Love Island. Me and my whole band and crew this morning. I was like, "Did you watch last night?" They're like, "Yeah," and then we were like talking about it. So yeah, currently obsessed with Love Island.
So green room before the show, that's what you'll be talking about.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Probably. Let's have a look. Maybe Stormzy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, probably Stormzy.
Amazing. Think back to when you were about 8 years old in school. In Ireland, you would have been in second class. I'm not sure where you even would have been living at that point, but did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if you did, what was in it?
I did not have a lunchbox. We had school dinners,
Okay.
but I mean, my mum has always been such a healthy cook, so she probably would have made me something that, like, now I would relish, but that then I would have been like, why can't you just make me a cheese sandwich?
Yeah, totally.
Like probably like chicken and like salad and rice and like whatever they'd eaten the night before, basically.
Phenomenal. Yeah, exactly. And all the things you said now you'd love it, but then no, it didn't make any sense. Any treats? Did you have any little chocolate bars or
Every now and again, I was allowed a wagon wheel, you know, which actually I actually love now.
same, yeah. The jammy ones as well are really good.
So good. They get such a bad rep. I
I
don't
don't
know
know why,
why.
yeah.
Justice for the wagon wheel.
And the final question, I know it's a strange one, but I do ask everybody this, whoever I speak to, because I don't. So I'd like to know, Mabel, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh my God, I find this so crazy. Yeah, of course. I have one of those like sponge things, like the
Really?
like, yeah, I think that's insane. I love getting my shower. I use a shower oil
Right.
and I love getting that like on the sponge and then just like lather everywhere. Dave, that's insane.
I
Wash your
know,
legs later.
but listen, I'd say 60% of the people I ask say I'm insane and I should wash my legs, but there's a good 40% of us out here who aren't leg washers. I'm just saying.
Wow, that's crazy. That's wild.
Listen, enjoy the show tonight and best of luck with everything. I can't wait to hear what the new record is. Absolutely
Thank
love
you so
the
much.
song. It is honestly, Female Intuition is such a banger. Bring back the early noughties. Love it.
Right? Thank you so
Totally.
much, Dave.
All right, Mabel, take care of yourself. Talk soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.